Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Educating for Success show. We bring families together with home business.
Hey, this is your host, Ray Perry, coming to you from the backside of nowhere in southern Tennessee. Today, I have co-hosts with me, Jeremy Greening and Heidi Greening from Centerville, Tennessee. Welcome, Jeremy and Heidi.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Ray. Great to be back.
Great to have you guys here again today. So I love real estate, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. One of the things that I get so frustrated with is the fact that during your lifetime, you're probably going to live in about four houses at least. You're going to start off in a starter house. You'll probably rent it, and then when you buy, you'll buy a two-bedroom, one-bath house. And then you're going to have an increase in your job, in your pay, and your family. You'll have more children. So then you kind of move on up to the bigger house that will have either three or four bedrooms and two or three bathrooms. And you might even have a little bit of acreage, an acre or 2 acres with it. And then if you're a homeschooling family, you might actually even move to the country and buy a 10-bedroom house like several of my friends have done, or build a 10-bedroom house. And then when all the kids leave, then it's just you and mama, and you want to retire, move to Florida maybe, or move back to town, or even to stay in the country, and you come back down to a smaller, maybe 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, but not real big. So during the course of your lifetime, you're going to go through buying and selling at least 4 houses. Now, if you get transferred and you move across the country because of a job or whatever kind of situation comes up, you might end up buying more than that. Now, another thing to consider is if you have 2 children, you might want to help them buy houses. If you have 4 or 5 or 10 children, which is very common in the homeschool world, you might end up helping 10 different children buy houses. And they're going to have 4 houses to each one of their families during the course of their lifetime. So it only makes sense to me to learn how to invest in real estate, because if you never even buy another house as an investment property, what you learn about investment real estate is going to help you make better purchases on the largest investment that you have in your entire life on a personal scale, which is your house. And it just floors me that nobody ever talks to people about real estate education. And so that's one of the things that I am committed to bringing to people, because I believe it is so amazingly important that we learn these basics, because if we don't, we're going to be taken advantage of, and we're going to be spending way too much money paying full retail for things that we don't need to pay full retail for. I'm so surprised when people go to thrift stores and buy name brand items at thrift stores, and they won't go to the mall and pay full price, but yet they go out and pay full price for a house. I'm just amazed at that mentality, but it's the American way. So I am excited about bringing education for the realm of real estate to our people. And Jeremy and Heidi, last year, about this time, I think it was right around August, you came to a conference that we hosted, and you stepped into the realm of real estate education, and you've had an interesting journey, which you've been telling us about. So give us a little overview of how your life has changed since last August, now that you are actively studying real estate education with a qualified mentor.
Well, thanks, Ray. Thank you so much for the introduction. And you're absolutely right about the criticality of teaching our young people this subject. And in the homeschool community, I think it is something that is often overlooked. And that's probably one of the biggest changes we've made over the last 12 months, is really focusing on a multi-generational vision for our family, and recognizing that real estate can play a significant role in that. One goal that we've set for our children, and we have 6 currently, especially starting off with the 2 oldest, who are 14 and 16, is teaching them to not just be entrepreneurial, but to start developing cash flow as quickly as possible, and looking at opportunities where real estate can play a role in that to get them started quickly. The goal would be for each of them to be managing a portfolio by the time that they get married, to where they already are generating several hundred, if not a couple thousand dollars a month from real estate, and also being able to use those tactics to do, like you suggested, find their own starter homes well below retail price and hopefully get off without consumer debt. And you know, we're certainly not opposed to debt. You know, as you've talked about many, many times, there's good debt and bad debt. And you know, borrowing, lending can certainly be a tool if used appropriately. So we just want to make sure that our children understand these concepts. So I think that's, again, probably the biggest change we've made in our mindset over the past year based upon the education we've received.
That is awesome. So you brought up a concept that is that's sort of controversial in the homeschooling world and in the Christian world about good debt, bad debt. So I was raised in a early in my marriage back basically to believe that all debt was in the same category and we were not going to go out of debt into debt. And so when we started looking at different properties and things, we couldn't buy anything because we didn't have any leverage. We didn't have any power to buy anything. Somebody actually gave us our very first house, which was remarkable. People think that stuff like that doesn't happen, but it does. People give away houses every day, so keep your eyes open, be aware, and be prepared. But that's not going to happen to you more than likely with your first house. So we read a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and it took me about a year after I bought the book before I would actually read it because I didn't like the title because I thought, well, I don't want to be rich. I don't think it's okay to be rich. I don't know what this is going to say, but I don't like the whole concept. But so many people kept telling me that I needed to read it, so I finally did, and then I got a chance to meet Robert Kiyosaki, and he invited us to come out to his office a couple of years ago when he wanted to meet Drew. And so I realized that the man is very, very smart, and he had a lot to share, a lot of wisdom and vision. And so he explained the concept of good debt and bad debt. So, Jeremy, do you want to explain how you came to understand that concept? And I'm sure you probably read the book, too. But do you want to share a little bit about that?
Sure. I think, you know, at the highest level, it's just the notion that borrowing in order to get you into a project and to be able to generate profits is not a bad thing. You know, those acquiring that interest is not something to be frowned upon if it is allowing you to create additional cash flow and additional revenue opportunities down the road. You know, we don't want to have a consumer mindset. You know, if you are going into debt by racking up credit cards just to keep up with the Joneses or to buy the latest flat screen TV or upgrade your wardrobe every 12 months or your iPhone, you know, that may not be the best use of credit. But if you can find, you know, appropriate uses of borrowing to really fuel these business ventures, you're borrowing $10 to turn it into $100 is not something to be frowned upon.
Right. Well, I've often given the example of if somebody comes to you and says, I have a $100,000 house. There's nothing wrong with it. It's completely paid for. If you'll just give me $10,000, I'll give you the deed to the house and we'll call it even. Well, that kind of thing literally does happen every single day. But most people don't have an extra $10,000 laying around that they can buy a house with. And some people wouldn't even take advantage of that situation if it did come along. So say that you have no money, but you have two credit cards, and you have $5,000 worth of space on each card. So you could write a check off of the each card to take the cash advance, give it to the homeowner, and once the check's clear, which would be immediately, then the homeowner would give you the deed to the house, and you'd have a house. Now, you could literally go sell that house on eBay and owner finance it and hope that you get $10,000 back pretty quickly. But if you don't, you'll have those credit cards that will finance it until it's paid off, and you can apply every single payment that comes in on the house and the down payment to both of the credit cards and finance it, and you'll have income for the next 30 years. Or you could list it with real estate, and it might take a year to sell it, but you could offer it at $95,000, and you'll basically get your money back pretty quickly, or as soon as the house sells, and then you're going to have like an $80,000 windfall. You're going to make a pile of money when you sell that house. And if you don't sell it for $95,000, you can give the new buyer any kind of a deal you want to. Sell it for half price if you want to, $50,000. If you've only got 10 in it, you can do that. But you, don't forget that you can always sell something like that at market value. And so that's a way to generate an amount of income in a rather quick scenario by leveraging the power that you have off of two credit cards. So it's not an impossible situation. And if you're saying, well, I don't have any money to get started, don't sit there and feel sorry for yourself and say, well, I can't do this. Just ask yourself, what can I do? What kind of opportunities come to me? And when somebody comes to you and says, I have a problem, that means there is a situation sitting right in front of you that if you have the proper education and the proper mindset, that you can turn that into some kind of a situation where you can solve it for them and you can also come out ahead at the same time. That's what real estate investors do. They solve problems with houses that people have. And so if you are able to to solve their problem and put money in your pocket at the beginning of your career in real estate, then you want to reinvest that money. Like you said, don't go into consumer debt. Don't go out and buy a big car, big boat, a new toy. Put it back into some type of a vehicle, investment vehicle that's going to continue making you money. But the problem that we have in this country that I see is that we have a consumer mindset rather than an investor mindset, and we've got to change the way that we think so that we can change the way that we live. So that's just one scenario that I just see so clearly in my mind, and so many people pass up those situations when they come along because they don't see it for what it is. They don't learn how to see opportunity as or challenges and problems that people have as opportunity. So, Jeremy, have you got any examples of anything like that in your life where someone came up to you and they gave you or had a problem and you were able to solve it? Maybe not even real estate related, but you were able to help them with the education and the knowledge that you have?
Well, Ray, I want to share a story with you that we heard recently that's exactly, it's a really good example of exactly what you're talking about. We heard this from a 26-year-old man, and he knew he wanted to get started in real estate, and he didn't have any money. And so in order to fund his first deal, he went to a hard money lender or a bank, something like that, and they said, okay, well, we'll give you 80% and you have to come up with the 20%. Well, he didn't even have the 20%, but instead of just walking away from that and feeling defeated, he thought to himself, okay, how can I get this 20%? So he went and he found someone with money who wanted to put that money to work for them but didn't want to have to get into real estate or do the deal themselves, and they put up the 20% for him, and then he cut them in on the deal. So at the end of the deal, he paid back his hard money loan. He paid back the private individual who loaned him the 20%, plus he made money on top of that, and the private money lender made some money too. So he maybe didn't make a huge windfall on his first deal, but he got his foot in the door. He didn't accept defeat as an option, and he thought from a different mindset. It was okay to him to go into debt to these two different people in order to make this deal happen and get his business off the ground. And I just thought that was an excellent example of a person taking the initiative and really problem solving and thinking, okay, I don't have a lot of money. I have no money. How am I going to get this business started? And what a great example for our young people to see that they don't have to have a lot of capital even. They just need to have a different kind of mindset going into their business. And this young man now at 26, he's done 52 deals in the past year.
Wow.
I know. And he started talking about his marketing techniques and mailers and flyers. And he said when he first started, he had no money to get his first set of flyers. So he went and found a friend who had some money, and it wasn't very much money, but he said, if you will lend me the money for my advertising, then I will cut you in on a portion of my first deal. And sure enough, when his first deal closed, he paid the guy back plus his percentage. And this is how he's built his business. Now, this guy very wisely, and you've mentioned this numerous times, and everyone needs to really pay attention to this, he very wisely found a mentor, and he took the advice of the mentor. He didn't just listen to the man talk. He actually did what the guy said. And for our business, that has been the most important thing we've done. When our mentor sat down with us, we went and we did what he said to do, and that's when we started getting houses and making deals.
That is so important, and I'm so glad that you said that, because I hear so many people all the time saying things to me like, I have $5,000, what kind of real estate do I need to invest it in? And that's the wrong question. The question is, where do I go get the education that I need so that I can invest this money wisely? Well, the problem with real estate education is, I don't think it's expensive, but most people think that the price point on it is expensive. It usually starts at $1,000 per course and goes up to as high as $10,000 or $25,000 per experience, which is usually when you enter into a program, and you might even go to an event or be in a coaching situation where somebody calls you on the phone every week. But the problem that we have in this country is the concept of free education. If you think that everything's supposed to be given to you for free and you're not willing to pay for education, then you're cheating yourself, because think about it this way. The people that know how to make money don't want to just throw that education around lightly. They know the value of it. And so they also use that as another stream of income to share their knowledge. Now, it is totally worth paying that kind of money for, to get education that's going to be able to help you make a ton of money on investments that you are going to find. And I think it's even cheap. I think $1,000 for a course is even cheap. I have spent a ton of money on the real estate education that we've gotten at our house. And so when a real estate investor comes to you and says, I know how to do a particular thing, and usually they are specialists in one general area, and then they have, or one specific area, then they have general knowledge about several other things. When they can tell you that they know how to do something in particular, and if you will listen to them and pay them money, they'll teach it to you, that is totally worth doing. The problem is so many people think that they just need to get that for free, that somebody just needs to walk up to them and say, hey, let me teach you how to do real estate. I'm going to teach you how to become a millionaire, and not invest anything in that. And so that's why I don't have a problem whatsoever bringing real estate investment teachers that I find that are wonderful to our people, and then they will sell them courses. Now, these courses that we have are on the low end, I think, as far as real estate education goes. But if you could take a course that could teach you how to be a millionaire, and like you said, this young man that was 26 years old that did 52 deals in a year, that's one deal every week, that boy made some money. 26
Oh, yeah, he has his short-term goals and his long-term goals, and then he has a reach goal. And his reach goal is to become a $100 million business. And he said if he doesn't reach that particular goal, if he's only a $10 million business, he doesn't care. That's fine. But another thing that he did that was really amazing, this is just a very average guy, but he knew that he did not want to go the same route that his parents had gone. They had just middle-income jobs. He said they never could really afford to do anything because their jobs were just dead end. They were never going to make any more. And so he went online and he Googled the top real estate investors, I think, in his area. And he said he sent out 50 emails and only one guy replied to him, but that was the guy who has mentored him. And he was the one who was willing to think outside the box too. And he gave him his mentorship in exchange for percentages of his deals. So, you know, over the years, the real estate professional, the mentor, he's made a ton of money off this kid. So that was very smart on his side. And then that was very smart of that young man to take the initiative and find out and see who would be willing to do that. So there are ways to get the education. But, yeah, you do have to pay for it one way or the other. But it is so worth it. Like way more than what you end up spending on it.
Absolutely. I would advise anybody who's looking to get started to, at a minimum, join your local real estate investors club. You know, in our case, we drive into Nashville once a month or once every 2 weeks. You know, while it may be a 90-minute drive, it affords us the opportunity to learn from others, to network, to identify these mentor opportunities, and it gives us the opportunity to keep building our business remotely. And that's one of the benefits of real estate, especially when you develop a system like we've been talking about this week that allows you to operate nationwide yet live anywhere. It allows you to combine the homesteading lifestyle with the real estate profession. And I know, Ray, that was something you wanted to touch on a little bit today. You know, it got me thinking about the revenue opportunities even with that. For example, if you have a property with, say, 10 acres, but you only need 2 or 3 for your own homestead or your own farm-to-table garden, there are a lot of people in communities that want to run cattle or want to raise chickens and may not have the space themselves. So you can definitely speak with them and negotiate about leasing a portion of your property to them as well, which is just another income-producing opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, and there are so many different opportunities today that it's just ridiculous for anybody to sit back and be poor, tell themselves that there's nothing that they can do about their situation. Real estate is just one thing, and I love real estate investors. Like you said, you drive an hour and a half to go see your meet your club members. I have to drive an hour and a half to go meet my club members in Huntsville, Alabama, because there's nothing else like that around here. And the thing is that they think differently. You can talk to them about anything, any subject that they talk about. They're going to talk differently than the rest of the world does. And it's unfortunate because they're misunderstood, and they are often accused of being money-oriented or cheating people or not understanding. Sometimes there are real estate investors who don't do things ethically, but you can't lump all real estate investors into one category because that's not a fair assessment. Some are not going to deal fairly. Some are. It's just the way life is. But business is about relationship building and win-win, helping people solve their problems. And so when you find the right mentor, then he's going to teach you how to do things in the correct way, the white hat way. In real estate, there's 3 ways of doing business. You can do what's called white hat, which is completely and totally legal. There's black hat, which is not legal. And then there's gray area, where it's like, well, nobody's really decided if this is a good thing or a bad thing yet. There's no laws on this yet. And eventually down the road, there may be laws that either allow it or disallow it. But at this point, it's sort of in the gray area. Well, you want somebody that's going to teach you the white hat way to do things, because there are so many different ways to make money in real estate that there's no reason why you should ever do anything that's illegal. You don't have to. There are plenty of legal ways to do it. And so you have to find the right mentor that's going to teach you correctly. So one of the mentors that I have in my life for real estate is a friend that I met years ago, probably, I don't know if it was in 2003 or even before then, at some point years ago. I met a friend who was buying and selling land on eBay. And that was when I first got the concept in my mind that you could actually sell real estate there. And when I tell stories about Drew selling real estate on eBay, they always say, people come up to me all the time and say, oh, you can't sell real estate on eBay. Well, go to eBay and scroll through the categories, search it, and you'll find out that, yes, there's a real estate category on eBay, and it's divided into several sections. Well, he was selling land years ago on eBay, and I got that concept from him, and we applied it to the house thing, and it worked for us. And I've always been fascinated by that whole thing. But, of course, now there's other places that you can sell real estate online rather than just eBay. And so I've invited this year to our home business conference that friend of mine that I've stayed in touch with through the years. We were in a mentoring program together and used to go to our mentor's house, which was awesome, about 3 or 4 times a year. And so we had a lot of time to talk and to get to know each other better, and also because I always like to check out these people and make sure that everybody that I'm bringing to you is a quality person, somebody that's a person of character that does things correctly. So this year I'm bringing Jack Bosch to our home business conference. He's going to be talking to us about buying and selling land, which fits hand in glove with Joel Salatin, who is our keynote this year, farmer extraordinaire, who's going to talk to us about 10 ways to monetize a small farm. So if you actually have a farm that you don't want to sell, you might be able to rent part of it out, like Jeremy and Heidi mentioned a minute ago, but you also might be interested in selling farms. Who knows? Whenever you can combine two things together, like strawberries and chocolate, you end up with chocolate-covered strawberries, you get something that's even better than the two things by themselves. And so think about how you can combine some of the things that we're going to be having at our conference coming up this year, because we are bringing in a whole group of very qualified and awesome faculty members who are going to be teaching about a variety of different things, how to make money in different ways. Real estate is just one of those ways, but we also have Brian Young, who's going to be talking about how to make money selling books on Amazon. He's created a system and is doing very, very well with his the system that he's created while he's still homeschooling seven children. We have Tom Cohn, who is the owner of Membergate, coming from the UK. He's going to be talking to us a little bit about membership sites and why you want to have one or many. We also have Jennifer Navarrete coming from San Antonio, Texas, who is our resident social media expert. He's going to be sharing with you some cool ways that you can expand your market with and your reach with social media. And also we have Drew, my son, who's going to be talking about dirt. He has something in his heart that he wants to share, and so we're going to find out what that is. I have no idea what he's going to be talking about, but we'll see. And so if you are looking for it, plus a whole lot more. Darren Vanette is going to do a non-denominational service for us on Sunday. But if you're looking for a variety of different ways that you can make money from a home and start a home business or expand or build the existing business that you have, this is a great place to come meet some very interesting people. Plus, at night, we have English Tempo Dancing. So, Jeremy and Heidi, are you guys coming back and bringing your kids this year?
Absolutely.
And they're looking forward to the dancing, aren't they?
They love the dancing.
Yeah, it is so fun. We tried this once a couple of years ago, and all the kids came to me at the end of the day, and they said, okay, don't plan any dinners or other meetings or anything whatsoever on top of English country dancing. We want to do it for 3 hours, 7 to 10, so please don't make our parents make us go to some other thing, because this is what we really want to do. So we tried it. Kids loved it. Adults loved it. Everybody loved it. And so now it's part of our events. It's part of everything that we do, because it's just a fun end to an amazingly awesome day of learning. So if you're looking for a way to get out of the rat race, if you are sick and tired of being stuck in a rut with not enough money to pay the bills, you want to go do missions and you don't have the money to go do it, you want to help your neighbors and your friends and maybe your family members and you don't have the money to do it, a home business is the thing that can help you change your life and give you the freedom that this country was founded on. When the pioneers came here, the early settlers to America, they didn't come to the shore of the East Coast and find the first Walmart where they could submit their employment application. They just started. They just started working, and they learned from the Indians. They networked with the Indians. Now, we've messed up with the Indians down the road because we could have continued to learn a lot from them, and we could have built really good networks and relationships with them. So my apologies to anyone who's listening to this who is a Native American Indian. But business is based on building relationships. And so as long as we keep it in that realm, we should have peace in the land. And so if you want to learn how to have freedom, financial freedom, as well as life freedom, come to our conference and learn how to have your own home business. So that is this year. It's in Louisville, Kentucky, August 12th through 14th. We'd love to have you. You can go to educatingforsuccess.com/2016HBC if you'd like to get more information, or just go to educatingforsuccess.com because you'll find information on our homepage. So, Jeremy and Heidi, it's marvelous having you here today. Thank you so much for joining me. It's so great to have you here, and it's so great to know that you are doing something different to make your life better for you and your children with your real estate investment education.
Thank you, Ray. It's been really fun.
Thanks, Ray. Look forward to seeing you at the conference.
Ray, always great to have you guys here. This is your host, Ray Perry, and our guests today have been Jeremy and Heidi Greening, real estate investors who are learning how to change their life. Go with us, and maybe you'll change your life as well. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more about what we do at Educating for Success, visit us at educatingforsuccess.com.